This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
In a survey done in April by Pew Research Center, about 6 in 10 Americans said they were following news about the coronavirus outbreak at both the national and local level equally. Around a quarter of them said they were paying more attention to news at the local level, while 15% said they were focused more on COVID-19 news at the national level. In the same survey, not to throw too many numbers at you, but in the same survey, nearly half of U.S. adults named local news outlets as a major source for COVID-19 news. So this is all good news, I suppose, for local news outlets. I feel like sometimes, especially in this era of social media, where so much national and sometimes international news, real and fake, gets shared around, that people are turning to their local news outlets for information about this very important story, Rajvi.
I mean, I don't know, like, you know, we've been discussing about this issue for quite some time that, you know, local news is very important for the functioning of county, for the state, and at the national level. And again, you know, this is a time where the local news matters more than any time in our lifestyle, in our lifetime. For instance, you know, there is an outbreak in a local pizza outlet, and there's an outbreak in a local store, and the national media is not going to cover about what's happening at a very local level because they got more important news to talk about. And that's why people are paying more attention. Okay, last week I went to this place to have dinner. Last week I went to this place to buy some stuff. So if they are not paying attention to the local news, so that they will, can avoid this kind of exposure again. So information is the most crucial and vital during a situation like this. And local news matters a lot because people want to know, because there's lots of issues that people are, you know, facing right now, because we are talking about, you know, people's, you know, freedom and their civil rights and their privacy. And at the same time, we also want to know, where exactly can I avoid? Where exactly can I do this stuff? So this is the kind of time that people are paying more attention, because I'm not talking about all the people. People who have common sense, people who want to know what they can do to protect themselves and their family, they pay attention to the local news. And there are a lot of my friends who don't even pay attention to news because they think they don't care about what's happening around them. So that's completely, I'm not blaming them, though they are right, they're wrong. If you want to safeguard yourself and your family, you have to pay attention to news, and local news matters more than any time else ever in our lifetime. And again, I mean, I cannot stress, because personally I've seen that, you know, I'm following more local news. Even Facebook posts of local areas also matter, because people are also reporting in certain pockets where, oh, there is something that's happening here, there's something that's happening here. So we are getting a lot of information. Of course, when information comes from these places, that can be always, there's always room for it to be wrong and fake. But at least we can at least get an idea of what's happening. I think that's my personal take on that.
Well, I would disagree with your friends who generally don't want to know what's going on locally. They should always be interested in what's happening in their community. But certainly in the time of this pandemic, where we're seeing outbreaks in, for example, in Illinois, certainly at the start of the pandemic, a lot of cases in the Chicago area, less so downstate. I think it's important to know what's happening locally versus perhaps other parts of the state. And then when we start to see more cases in areas, certain areas in the tri-state region, it's important to know that cases are starting to pop up in your community.
Exactly. Unfortunately, it took a global pandemic, I think, to realize this. And I'm pleased to see these numbers and these results from this survey that show and point to the importance of why we need local journalists in these local areas. I know when I first got into the business many years ago, I knew that there would be jobs abound because every community, village, and hamlet had a newspaper. Of course, those are diminishing and disappearing because of technical and economic pressures and challenges that we've talked about on this show. But again, I think this is an instance, a historic instance where this goes to show that people want to know at the end of the day if they're in their neighborhoods and in their communities, if they're safe, if their kids and children are safe, are their families safe, is their livelihood safe, can they continue to earn and support themselves. And I think it unfortunately took a pandemic to realize and to show that after recent degradation and the takeaway of local news sources, that it shows its value. And I hope the industry can respond in kind. I have my doubts that they will, because I think the current paradigm is the fact that you do more with less and that you supplement your local news features with national news or wire services and such. And I think this is an historic event that came to show that this is journalism not serving their communities that they need to in a justified way.
Yeah, it's a good case, makes a good case for subscribing to your local newspaper, for supporting your local public radio station, for commercial TV and radio outlets that are local, trying to support some of the businesses that support them, to make sure you have that local source, because it's really important, especially in times such as these. Right, Rajvi?
Absolutely. No, Rich, I've been watching all this journalism and all this stuff. I mean, I've been following all the television news and the print newspapers and everything. See, what the main media corporations want is not what is important. What is popular is what matters. Right now, everybody who is actually on media and everything, they know that one of the music pop star, Nicki Minaj, is pregnant. But on the contrary, people don't know what is really happening in terms of the impact of coronavirus on our everyday lifestyle. People really don't care, because I've been seeing a lot of posts and a lot of forums where people talk about, oh, you know what, all these cases and numbers are going to go down after November 4th. And all this mask and all thing is completely useless. They're trying to promote something. See, the problem is, in our country, we have very strong opinionated forums and media organizations where they're trying to push their agenda, but unwillingly or unwittingly, some people fall for this. So this is what is happening right now. See, this information, it can kill you, literally and figuratively. And that is what is happening right now, that, you know, we have lots of platforms and forums where they're promoting their own ideas and agendas for their purposes, and people fall for it. And I mean, if you're going to see why in the world stage America is number one in terms of coronavirus outbreak, isn't that say something? You know, the numbers are going every day by like 60,000, 70,000. I've had like third world countries like in Africa and Asia where the numbers are going only by like double digits. Why is that? So these are some of the things that, you know, that the local news and journalists can make quite an impact and significant difference in the lives of people. And this is the time that we have to wake up to something that's confronting our country in a way that can really pull down America. That's my personal take on that. If you're not going to put a stop on this, it's definitely going to pull us down. And of course, we definitely need, you know, journalists and media organizations where they keep the welfare of the people as the priority and not the economy.
Well, it's certainly nothing new that some people pay more attention to what celebrities have to say about certain types of health issues than they do the scientists who have actual knowledge about these issues.
Yeah, and I think this comes to show at the end of the day, you know, our industry of journalism has been corporatized. It's being run by corporations who have a bottom line. End of the day, bottom line, or hedge fund operators, even worse,
yeah,
who have their own bottom line. And so, again, it's truly a disservice to the people of whom they're supposed to and appointed to serve.
You're absolutely right, though, Will, because the problem is, you know, anybody, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, Instagram influencers or people who have a large number of followers on Twitter, they say something and it spawns to such an extent that most of the people tend to believe what these ordinary people have got to say about an issue where they are remotely concerned with. You know, people don't understand who as epidemiologist or health policy specialist who have been working on this for so many years. And people don't really know what they have to say about this issue, but rather go by people who just happen to know someone who knows someone who's giving an idea about how to, you know, run this country or how to, you know, face this virus situation. So that's the kind of, circumstances or situation that we are placed in that, you know, of course, on one side, we have the social media platforms and other platforms that has an important say about individual expressing their ideas, but that also is snowballing into an effect where most of the other people also fall for this kind of trap, which is really unfortunate.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.